Sai Ram. In the studios of Radio Sai today, we are very happy to have Mr. Mohan Bharwani. Mr. Bharwani is a long-time devotee of Bhagwan, having come to Swami as early as 1961. But more important is the fact that Mr. Bharwani has been spearheading a very important Sai medical project, which is called the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Medicare Project, which has touched over 7 lakh patients all across Maharashtra. They have gone into the interior regions of Maharashtra and touched the life of the sick and the needy. A warm welcome to you, sir. And we are really very happy to have you here. We want to know more about this Sai Medicare project. So please tell us about this project.
Thank you for having me here. And before I tell anything about this project, I must put it straight and on the record that this project is not about me or any other person. This project is a story of grace. It is grace in action literally all 24 hours of the day. Every moment of the day we have been witnessing that the Sai Sankalpa is in action. So it is only the pure omnipresence and omnipotence of Sai which has made this project what it is today.
So tell us, how did it all begin?
Well, the genesis and the concept, a very vague concept, was there in my mind from several years. But it was not possible to implement because there were several factors involved in terms of finance, in terms of logistics, in terms of material, in terms of professionalism. It was about 4 years back that I made a small report which I sent to Bhagwan about a medical project which should be done in Maharashtra or probably everywhere.
You wanted to do a medical project or you wanted to do a mobile medical project? What was your dream?
The medical project, it was basically, let's put it the other way, we wanted to take Swami's love, because without spiritual base to the whole thing, it would not have survived in the long run.
Absolutely.
So it was a medical project, because if we go empty-handed to people, they will not accept us. We have to give them something, create a confidence level in them.
You wanted to take Swami's love.
Yeah, that I think the more important factor, and even today, no doubt it's called a Medicare project, but the word care is important.
It's Sai care.
It is Sai care. It is the power, the grace, the love, Swami's immense aura of divinity and compassion for the poor which we want to take there. I know we'll give medicine to them, today they'll get well, again after a few days they fall sick. So we wanted to bring a change in their lifestyle. But going just with a medicine, it would not have sufficed. We wanted it to be a more comprehensive project.
So what 4 years back you tried to present this idea where you'll have mobile
lines? I made a report and I sent it to Bhagwan. And even I had spoken to our state president and district president and all. But there were several logistical factors, financial factors. So probably it was a bit in the cold storage for some time. Then one day Swami told our Dr. K.K. Mistry that he would like to have a mobile project in Maharashtra.
Swami mentioned that.
Mentioned that.
So when
the van was
happen?
Standing your... Puttaparthi mobile hospital van was there. Swami just mentioned Maharashtra mobile hospital. And then the thing started moving very fast.
So when did this happen?
This was sometime, I think, late 2006, somewhere, probably November, December 2006.
Okay.
Or January 2007. So the project report was already there on our files. And they told me, look, start working on it. And 2007 April, we started the pilot project. I used to serve in the Dharmakshetra dispensary, so I had a sufficiently decent knowledge about medicine, about disease, about the line of treatments which have been given. So that aspect was not a problem. we got one of our Dharma Kshetra doctors, Pankaj Gandhi, to spearhead the medical aspects of the whole project. What medicines would be required on the van, what equipments are necessary. And then there were two, three other concepts we had in mind. WHO team had come down to India a few years before. They had gone across the whole country. And the report after that was that India does not need more hospitals and clinics. What India needs, what our villages need, what our slums need, what our rural areas need is primary healthcare and preventive healthcare. So if that is taken care of, automatically the pressure on hospital will reduce. So they said India doesn't need costly hospitals. We don't need very costly treatments. If we take care of the basics, Indians will have a better and healthier life. So this was one of the thoughts behind the whole project. Second thing, that as I was serving in Dharma Kshetra, one day a patient came. And this was the one which really inspired me to, that something needs to be done. A patient came. We had shut the clinic for the day, just winding up. It was around 4:30. It was a Saturday. Came to the counter and I was doing the dispensing. And he just told me, ki, dekho, doctor kidhar hai. I said, doctors have left. They leave at 4 o'clock. Why we come so late? This clinic is at Dharma Kshetra Andheri.
This is run weekly one?
The ophthalmic division is run every day up to Saturday. And the general dispensing is done thrice a week. I generally help on Saturdays because I take it off from my office work. And he said, look, I stay about 5 kilometers away. I don't even have 1 rupee in my pocket. My body is burning with 103 degree temperature. He was literally, his body was hot with fever. He said, I had to walk in this summer heat. I have come walking from that 5 kilometers away because I don't have any money in my pocket to take a bus ticket of 5 rupees and come here. No doubt the doctor was not there. We gave him some crocin and some anti-fever drugs, which we don't generally do without any doctor's prescription. We never give anything. But on a humane consideration, we gave him some crocin and all and made him sit. And then when he was feeling comfortable, we sent him home. But after that, I realized it's not sufficient to have a dispensary in a particular center only. It is necessary for us to go out. There are millions up there, not only in the villages of India, but even in a city like Bombay, people can't afford medicine. Some of the vitamins and antibiotics and all cost 100 rupees a strip. Doctors are costly. Doctors prescribe pathological treatment which they can't afford. It was of dire necessity that the Satya Sai organization, because that's the organization I have been involved with and I know that its genuine work is being done, and Swami's message is so much in all the workers that they will have that compassion, that love, that care which is required. So I started looking around ki how best this project can move forward. So we developed a very simple model so that more and more sevadals could be inducted into it, because unless a project is simple, it cannot grow. And we wanted to give more and more opportunities to our sevadal, to our volunteers, not only our sevadal, but even outsiders to join us. We have Parsis, we have Muslims, we have Christians who have joined to help in this project. We don't mind, he's not a Sai devotee. So long as he has compassion for people, he wants to help society, he wants to help the underprivileged, he wants to help the weaker section of society, make things a little better than what they were yesterday, that's all that matters. If we can reduce pain, reduce suffering, under Sai's name, that's all. And most importantly, I never believed in selfless service. What the Gita talks about, what Krishna talks about. I said, no human being, why should I do anything if I'm not going to get something in return, whether it's name or a fame or power or status or respect or whatever it is. Why should I spend so much energy and time and spoil my health, at times don't miss out my lunch and dinner and tire myself, for people who may not even be grateful for about it. But after this project, I realized ki yes, what the Gita talks of is practical. Because all our sevadar who go out to these adivasis, to go to the tribals, some of the villages, many of the women just have two pieces of cloth on their body. Now what do you expect from them? You don't expect money from them. They don't know where they are going to get their next meal. They don't have money for medicines. Their knowledge of this thing, medical treatment of their own children and all is so, out of date. They just have some tree leaves or, some herbal this thing. You can't expect anything from them. That time you don't want anything from them. You just pray to Sai Sai, take care, help them.
You said when you do something, always our motivation is what's in it for me.
Yeah.
Now you're going out and engaged in selfless service and you're again and again motivated to do more. So what are you getting in return?
The joy which we are getting doing it.
Yes.
Is something which I don't think we can even put it in words.
Right.
And probably you or anyone else may not even understand unless you get involved in it.
Absolutely.
I mean the joy of going there and the villagers come running out, Sai Baba wale aage, Sai Ram wale aage. You know the joy on their face,
right.
The hope on their face, ki yes, there is someone up there. There is a Sai who is taking care of them. They had lost hope, whether there is a God at all. And today there is someone who cares for them in whatever way. When we go there, we have some Balvikas classes also. We have some. A lot of ladies have participated in this project, particularly in Mumbai. Husbands go off to work, children go to school, and by afternoon the ladies are free. So there are several hundreds of ladies who have joined the project to help the doctors in registration, control, guiding the patients ki they must adopt more healthier living conditions, follow certain basic principles of health and hygiene, nutrition. Children should wash their hands before eating, after going to toilet, see that their nails are cut. All these things, there should be no stagnant water outside their hutments. So a lot of ladies have very keenly taken part in this whole project.
Tell us a little more about the details of the project. How many vans are currently operational?
See, we are carrying something like over 200 different types of medicines. For digestion, for respiratory, allergics, antibiotics, vitamins, analgesics, painkillers, and antihypertensives, diabetic medicines, for epileptic fits, protein powders, a lot of pediatric medicines. We are carrying a lot of ointments for various type of skin problems. So we have a whole range of medicines which a general practitioner would either prescribe or have in his clinic. So we are able to attend to nearly 90-95% of general disease. And the medicines are such that they are either OTC over the counter, which even chemists sell, or they are not harmful in terms if someone takes it for an extended period of time or something. They are very helpful in curtailing or stopping disease. But we have been very selective in choosing the medicines.
So totally how many vans are operational now?
Currently, after yesterday Bhagwan inaugurated 9 new vans, we have 27 and 2 more from Nanded have been inducted into the whole stream. So now we have 29 vans.
And when you started with how many vans?
We started with one old van which was a van which Dharmakshetra used for various purposes.
That was in
2007 April, which was used for...
You said you had a pilot project.
That was a pilot project.
With that one van you started your pilot project in 2007.
And then from June 2008 after Bhagwan had blessed, and the day for the inauguration also Bhagwan gave us, that he said start the project on June 13th. It was a monsoon time and we were a bit worried. No matter, we have seen hundreds of miracles of Sai, we have seen that his word is literally law in the universe. But as human beings, we keep worrying. It's, I mean, very natural. As Bhagwan had said, that day there was hardly any except for a slight drizzle. And look at the grace. Vilas Rao Deshmukh, CM, Maharashtra. Ashok Chavan. Snehlata Deshmukh. The who's who of Maharashtra was present at that inauguration. I mean, right from day one, Bhagwan's grace has been immense on this project. And today we already are having 29, we hope at the earliest to see that every district of Maharashtra, wherever our organization is present, has at least one van. We are, again and again, I'm probably repeating that it's only with Baba's blessing and grace that we wish to have about 108 vans. But again, this is just a thought process.
Mm.
What Sai Sankalp is, where he wants to take this project up to, we don't know.
Mm.
And to reach out to over 30 lakh patients annually in Maharashtra alone. By patients, I mean treatments.
Right.
There may be same patients coming repeat. It's run very professionally. Every family has a family card. Every patient, a case paper is there where the doctor writes what is the ailments and the disease and he prescribes. There is a regular timetable that the van goes on a particular day, whether it's weekly, fortnight or monthly. It is supported by local doctors who are staying in that area. They join us on the van at that particular. One doctor is there permanently on the van. The project will work whether it's raining or the sun is shining. It will not be dependent on just, on the mercy of any single person.
So how many doctors are involved in this?
More than 150 doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them local doctors staying in that area who know that on a particular day the van is coming here, they come and give us their services.
Mm.
So they know the local conditions.
You have doctors also going in the van apart from the local doctors?
One doctor is there always on the van. And one doctor and driver is always there. Paramedicals are always there. But here we have been able to keep a system that the paramedicals are, see, in Bombay travel is a big hassle. It's such a crowded city, the roads are crowded, traffic jams everywhere. The trains are, suburban trains are fully jam-packed all the day long, even late into night. So, to simplify that, we have created a whole team of sevadals. When the van goes to a particular area, the local sevadals take charge.
Mm-hmm.
And we have divided Bombay into four zones. And each district also has got its own, based on its local conditions and logistics and availability of manpower and various other factors are assessed, and on that basis they have created sevadal teams. We have given them a lot of flexibility. It is centrally controlled from Bombay. All their reports come to us. Control on their finances is handled by us. It's a totally transparent project in terms of finance, in terms of working. Anyone can come and understand the project, see what is being done, see how the finances are being managed, see what all has been done, every patient's record is maintained.
Mm.
So we have tried to make it as professional as possible. And it's not, that we are 100% right. We are also learning from experience. But that desire to be better, to take Sai's love, to take Sai's mission, to take a better quality of life to all, is very much the motive, the theme behind the whole. See, the project is Maharashtra. Agreed, but this is the only viable alternative. After a lot of thought, after a lot of thinking on various aspects of medical care and medical aid, this is the only viable option. Each patient costs us even hardly 7 to 8 rupees. There's only one time fixed cost of about 11 lakhs, 9 lakhs for a winger, which is a beautiful vehicle, or for a larger, what, 407, it's about 11 lakhs. The lifetime of the vehicle is 15 years. Each van can reach out to over 3,000 patients every month.
And these vehicles go every day?
6 days a week. One day we give rest. We need to refurnish it, maintenance of the vehicle, the driver needs a rest.
Right.
even those who are administrating the,
yes,
you know, the follow up and other things. So everyone needs a break,
yeah,
you see,
to consolidate.
Have
so 6 days
off
a week it goes, all the 27 vehicles now with 29 vehicles.
And even the Mumbai ones go to surrounding villages on Sundays.
Mm.
So in Bombay city itself, every samiti will have a vehicle, and over 25 vehicles will cover Bombay, Navi Mumbai, Thane district, Ulhasnagar. Plus, after our flagship vehicle has been given to every district, in the second round we will be giving compact model of the dispensary, which has been brought here also. It's a Tata Winger with power steering, fully air conditioned.
Yeah, there's the next question I wanted to ask. What are the different kind of tests that you can do in this vehicle? Because you said what is more important in these areas is primary healthcare.
Yeah.
So doctor's presence is a must, but doctor will also need some tools.
Yeah, see, like I mentioned to you, we have an ECG machine, we have a nebulizer for patients with lung problems. We have a glucometer to check whether he's got diabetes. We have an instrument to measure the blood pressure. Our ophthalmic van has so many more equipments. It has got a computerized chart reading for eye testing. It has got the entire range, optometer, retinoscope. And we also have other equipments which we initially put into a pathological van, but they are very sensitive, this thing. So now we are on going to add compact, smaller machines for checking hemoglobin, which are very easy to operate by the doctor on the van, and we don't need specialized technicians who are not always available, particularly on Sundays and when we go deep into the interiors. So ours is basically primary and preventive.
Yes.
That doesn't mean we are not giving specialized services.
Suppose you go to a village, what do you do?
We try to cover 4-5 villages. And the villagers know that on this particular day the Sai group is coming, such a Sai's van
so
is coming.
So they spread the word around.
They know, and it's a fixed timetable. Unless it's a special camp which we are holding. Then if it's a special camp which we are holding, either for gynec or a pediatric camp or an ophthal camp, then surrounding all the 20-25, in say about a 10 kilometers, 15 kilometer radius, all the villages are informed, all the local leaders are there informed that on this particular day the van is coming. Our samiti goes to them after the patients have been identified and brings them all to the centralized place where the entire team of doctors and all are there. In this way we are able to get a wider coverage. Maharashtra and Goa, to be specific, has more than 41,000
villages. 41,000
villages. 41,400 approximately.
Mm.
And more than 17% of them have no medical facilities whatsoever. I'm stressing on the word no medical facilities whatsoever. Apart from this, the remaining villages have, but very limited. They have probably a primary health center with a limited range of medicines. And there is something at least available
right
there. But of course, it's still much lesser than what we want, because one of the biggest scourges of Maharashtra is malnutrition. At least 5 lakh children are afflicted by it. I think in the whole world, 1/3 of children in the world with malnutrition are in India.
Mm.
Now, this has to be tackled on a war footing.
And this is in a state which is supposed to be a prosperous state.
It's Bombay itself gives over 35% of India's tax collections. And forget the villages or the rural area of Maharashtra. In Bombay city also the amount of disease and ill health is there is
tremendous.
Quite phenomenal.
Mm.
We are not here to find fault with anything.
Yeah.
We are only trying to
make
supplement.
Difference. Yes.
The word is we are trying to supplement the available facilities. Government has its own problem.
Yeah.
Local districts have their own problem.
Yeah.
But it's not sufficient that everyone just sits back and says, oh, this is lazy.
So there is a tremendous need and you're trying to do
what
we can.
There is a tremendous need. And what can we do to...
Right. So how many villages we have been till now able to reach?
See, I think we are still at a very basic level of this whole program.
Right.
Because,
it just started, just
about
2 years.
13 districts and only one van.
Mm.
And no van can cover more than 25-30 villages because we want to have regularity of visits.
Right.
There is no point just having one camp today and then not coming for 6 months or 1 year, again come and do a camp and get photographs taken and put in the newspaper. It's not, that is not a, this, even in the beginning when we went, no one believed in us. They thought we are from some government organization or some NGO wants a publicity, or, you know, there must be some motive, some
hidden agenda.
It, over a period of time they realized that when the Satya Sai mobile van comes, it comes only with the intention to serve, only with the intention to give. The message on the van which Swami read with great interest, give all, take nothing, serve all, be nothing. That was the message. And that is what we are trying to practice. This whole project is about love in action.
Right.
No, but along with that, it's not sufficient that we are only trying to serve society. Our aim is also the workers, our sevadal, Sai devotees, also evolve spiritually.
Right.
And constantly that message of Sai, keep serving man until you see God in man, to see the divinity in all. And we try to spread the message, look, when a leper is standing in front of you, when a beggar is standing in front of you, a sweeper is standing, someone who is in pain standing, it's not someone begging from you, or it is Sai himself. That spark of Sai is there in him. That is what you are trying to reach out to. And that's where the miracles have happened.
Yeah.
Because every time we see the Sai in him and serve, then it becomes a puja, it becomes a prayer. And then the medicine is just a small instrument, you know, because you have to give something for him too. But the miracle has happened inside that man. Today I think the biggest problem is the lack of values in society. I don't think it's the other problems which are, whether it's corruption or poverty or greed. It's all there because of lack of
lack
values.
Of
now, when we see the Sai in him and we serve him that way, there is something happens, you see. Some energy, some positive, negative, everything mixes at that time. Some supernatural phenomena, to be exact, happens. And that change starts in that person.
Right.
Now, this avatar is not here to destroy the evil like in the Krishna avatar or the Ram avatar. It's an avatar of love.
Yes.
So he wants to bring the transformation, and that is through love. And so this project is about love in action, to take the love of Sai. In one of the opportunities they gave me to present a report in the initial stages of the project, when it was being done in Bombay, I gave the brochure to Bhagwan, Swami, we want to do this project in Maharashtra. Swami did not let go of the brochure. Then I realized that I had made a mistake probably, that flash came in my mind. I said, Swami, we want your blessing to take your love to millions and millions of suffering humanity in Maharashtra. It was then that Swami let go of the brochure and let me go from there. So this project is not about me, not about all the hundreds who are working, who are participating. This project is working only with the grace and blessings of Sai.
Tell us about what change have you really seen in all these villages? What impact has it had? Can you give us a few instances of how this project has really made really moving difference in the lives of people? If you can quote some instances.
Yeah, I mean, these are stories which have been coming in from the villages. I'll tell you just one or two incidents. One of the villages where the van was going to. Now, in Maharashtra, alcoholism is a major problem. Not only men, even ladies drink. And probably every second or third hut up there makes their own alcohol. They brew their own alcohol.
Oh.
So it's very rampant. I mean, you go to any village and no one is shy about telling us about it, because it's a practice. One of the villages that our van started going to, initially there were 200 odd patients coming to the van. After they started going, then they do Bal Vikas with children, they take clothes. You know, we take Amrit Kalash, where a food packets, or in so many ways we try to. It's not only medical.
Right.
It's a part of the village integrated.
Medicine is actually a bait to kind of transform their lives.
So over a period of time they realize the change is happening in their life. Once we got involved in their personal. So the ladies came forward, look, Swami is doing so much for us. We have, as village elders, decided that we should do something. We have decided to give up drinking. But there are some in the village who are very hardcore. They can't give up. But They also want to, but they can't. I mean, but they will go to the nearby village and once in a while have. But we have decided that in our village there will be no liquor which is brewed and manufactured. And we have all decided to give up drinking. Now this is the one example. In another slum which we were going, this was the pilot project slum, we used to go regularly every Friday. Now one patient had some eye problem, he's an elderly man. We used to give him protein powder and, you know, because at age the weakness and all was there, tonics, vitamins, whatever, painkillers. He had an eye problem, we sent him to Dharmakshetra and he was diagnosed for cataract. A day was fixed on when the operation would be done. Cataract operations are done at Dharmakshetra, free of cost. On that day, unluckily, there was a power problem and doctors could not come, it was raining. So they rescheduled it. Next week our van went there, and where the center is, next to that there was some gathering, and there was a corpse up there, I mean someone had died. So the team up there called me, should we continue with it, camp, or should we call it off? I said, see, the one who is gone is gone. If you don't give medicine to the rest, they'll also probably have problems. You do have a camp, but a shorter duration. At least the one, the urgent cases, you give them let the doctors take them and give them medicines. So they had a shortened duration camp, and then they went to see this man. Now the person who had died, that community has a habit of keeping the upper part of the body, you know, without any cloth. Mm-hmm. So the ladies asked our team, do you know this person? They said, no, we don't know. They said, no, he used to come to your van and take medicines, and his date had been fixed for the operation, but he's died before that. And he used to tell all of us up here that his own children have left him. Today's children, some are teachers, some are as lawyers. But this Sai group has given him love, and we had just started it, a few months had passed. And the Sai Ram people are taking care of me. They told, can you see the top part of his body? There are bullet marks. There are wounds of knives having been put into his body. All sort of wounds and, you know, scars are there. He was Central Bombay's one of the top underworld leaders. There is no such crime which he has not done. But before he died, every time he used to come to Dharmakshetra, he used to go to the altar of Sai, bow down to Sai, take the pranams. The transformation had started. A hardcore criminal had started changing. Now this is how Sai works. The change was not because of us giving him some little few medicines. The inner transformation had. So probably in his next birth he will be a better person. So these, you know, there are so many such incidents which are constantly happening. Hopefully someday we could record them and keep it for posterity. But it's again and again I point out it's only Sai working, and we are just the instruments for that.
Were there occasions after you started the project where you faced with challenges which really bothered you quite a bit? You were in a tight spot, you were thinking what to do next.
See, any project of this nature is bound to have certain problems. That's why Swami showers so much grace on it. If it was something like very easy to be done, it's not a very difficult project, let me put it. But anything, I mean, today you want to have a meal, also you have to go to the market, buy your vegetables, cook them, you know, clean them, all sort of things. A project of this type is bound to have certain problems, but they are not insurmountable.
Right.
I mean, one has to just pray to Sai and attend to the problem, and the help comes to sort it out.
So were there instances where you really felt the unseen hand of Bhagavan? I mean, Swami is always guiding, but sometimes it becomes really so obvious whenever you have so certain challenges.
No, it's been right from day one. The project was started with a few thousand of rupees, 5,000 rupees, and except a few people who said had committed themselves to help the project, had come forward to it. And without asking anyone, and mind you, I'm underlining the word without asking anyone for even one paise, over 3 crores have come in from unknown people, people who are not Sai devotees, people not even spiritual minded, who have donated vans, who have donated various medicines or in so many ways, as manpower, as you know, participated. Help is just coming in from all sides. I mean, the whole thing is only the hand of Sai. I mean,
Swami always says that in India, if you take up any good work, resources will never be a problem.
No, there's no problem at all. We were in two minds about this coming to bringing the vans up here and all. But we wanted to motivate our workers. And the thought also was there that when all the vans are there, when everyone is there, it will also make an impact on so many other people. So that probably the desire and prayer is there that this project be implemented across the country. Because like I said, it's a very viable project. You have a doctor, you have a driver, and a few paramedicals, and you treat over 3,000 patients every month. You go deep. If you have a center, the interior people can't come to you. They don't have the money, they don't have the transport, they don't know about the facilities you have. They will have to spend a lot of time, and whole villages and all can't come to you. This is Dharmakshetra on wheels, let me put it that way. This is Prasanthi Nilayam on wheels. Everywhere that we go and stop our van to any community hall, and it is a Sai center by itself. That is the vision, that full Maharashtra, the Sai's love should... It was in Maharashtra that Shirdi Sai took birth and the Sai mission started. Swami's love for Maharashtra is known. He's got a soft corner for Maharashtra. All major projects and all get generally initiated in Maharashtra. And we want to take this immense love of Sai for Maharashtra to every village, as deep into the interior as possible.
And what are the transformations that you have seen in the workers and the people? You said a lot of people of different backgrounds who have got involved.
Yeah, we have people from the very poor also who are helping. We have people who are extremely rich. Extremely means they must be literally worth crores or rupees. They come to work with, as they see the whole thing. Just recently, I mean miraculously, a very young man from a top family, a business house, he joined. He used to laugh at his mother who was going to this camps and all. What are you doing? You're living every day in the afternoon. There's so many things here. You must spend time with your family. Where you're going off? What is this thing, mobile thing you're going? So just for the fun of it, he joined us last week in one camp. He was so thrilled about the whole experience of serving over 100 odd patients. I mean, with your own eyes, seeing the doctors treat them, free medicines being given by our paramedics, you know, and the patients being explained their disease, what the medicines are going to do to them, what they should do to... he himself said, I'm very happy that my mother is participating, in future I will also. He decided to join the project there and then. He has driven one van all the way from Bombay to Puttaparthi. He has been a tremendous help up here in seeing that the whole function is done in a grand manner. So everyone who has seen the project has realized the need of it.
They experience the joy.
They experience the joy. And they want everyone to has in his heart about desire to do something.
Good.
But he doesn't know how to do it.
There is an opportunity here.
Here is an opportunity. As Bhagavan has often said, don't wait for the opportunity to come. Go out. The opportunities are there. Grab the opportunity. There are ample opportunities. Now in Bombay, you are always scared that someone may jip you. Someone is going to take you for a ride. Not only Bombay, everywhere. You want to help, but you don't know how to do it. Now this project gives everyone a chance to do it. And do it personally to see that it is being done.
I think everyone wants to do good, and when they find an organization, a channel which is really sincere in doing that, everybody would like to,
definitely,
they like to join, and they like to be a part of it.
Everyone is say that spark of Sai which is in all of us,
absolutely,
that goodness which is all, needs a chance to find expression,
is
it, to come out.
Absolutely.
And here is an opportunity which we want to give to more and more. We want thousands of people to join us in taking Medicare. As we are doing this, we are realizing the problems which are still there, which need to be addressed. We realize that in the interiors, finances are a problem. And at all times, sufficient finance is not available to reach out to more and more patients, because it costs, you know, whether it's diesel for the van, maintenance of the van, purchase of medicines, so many other things. So we have decided to have a centralized pharmaceutical hub in Bombay. Yesterday Bhagwan inaugurated that center, Sri Satya Sai Medicare Distribution Center. It's not a medicine distribution. The word is care. I'm constantly stressing on that. It will give equipment, it will give accessories, it will give injectables, it will give dressing material, it will give medicines free of cost to all the vans who are under the Satya Sai mobile network. So this will be a backward integration which will address one of the problems which we are facing of availability of finances at the right time,
right,
you see, because every van has a running cost of over 30,000-35,000 a month. So if we address the availability of medicines, half the problem goes away.
So
as the problems come and as we keep, it's a learning process for all of us at all times. And we want to improve on it. We are trying to find solutions. We keep praying to Bhagwan, and Bhagwan does provide the solution. And we hope that as we pray to Bhagwan,
the dream is to have 108 vehicles.
That is what we have at the moment.
Yes.
But like I told you, we don't know what Sai Sankalpa is.
Yeah.
More importantly, we want to take Sai's love.
Yes.
What Frank Baranasi saw in Baba's aura.
Right.
The silver, the blue, the pink.
Right.
Selfless love.
Yes.
We want to be channels.
Right.
To take the selfless love of Sai to the masses.
Before we conclude, it would be nice if you can tell a little bit about yourself, how you came to Bhagwan, what inspired you to join his mission.
Like I mentioned, our family was based in Bangalore. I was in 1961, some relatives told us that, look, this Satya Sai is Shiva himself. Our family had come down from Bangalore. The conditions up here at that time were literally primitive. To be very honest, we did not become devotees at that time.
You just saw Bhagwan that time?
We just saw Bhagwan. There was an interview with Bhagwan family. At that time it was probably easier to get interviews. His photos were there at home, but we were not devotees in the true sense of the followers of Bhagwan, in the true sense of the word. In 1971, due to personal reasons, I was looking out for someone who knows everything. Whom one doesn't have to go and explain. So I did go around looking to certain spiritual gurus and all, but I was not. It was in Bangalore when I had come down for some other function, for some family function, that they were also Sai devotees, and they took me to Whitefield. It was when I looked into Bhagwan's eyes, or probably Bhagwan looked into me, that intuition came, look, here is someone who knows everything. I don't have to tell him anything.
Somehow you didn't feel this in 1961.
No, we didn't. I was a small boy, and none of our family, probably the time was right, did not, except for keeping his photo at home, we did not become followers or devotees.
So it was just that look of Bhagwan.
That one thing, and probably something which was covering my soul or my intuition or mind, probably Swami removed that, and that realization came, here is someone who is all-knowing. I did not accept him even at that stage as God. I just thought of him as a saint or as a evolved person. But then over the years, experiencing his omnipresence, experiencing his omnipotence, his love, his constant presence, then even you evolve spiritually, and then you realize that he is the Lord himself. And then my family also started getting dreams, and then one by one everyone today all are
into the totally Sci-Fold, divided. And then you got involved in the organization as
well. Yeah, from the 73 onwards I got involved in the organization. Mm. I have been lucky enough to get a number of personal interviews with Bhagwan. Mm. I'm just grateful to him.
Yes, and this is such a nice way. After having spent 3 to 4 decades of knowing Bhagwan, now you have just got this wonderful opportunity to spearhead such a moving project.
Yeah, actually, I am basically an introvert, and I am more of the type who believes more in devotion and, you know, the spiritual aspects of it. So, somehow Swami has brought me into seva. Probably he thinks that the time is now sufficient of just devotional practices, and it's time
to
that I
to reach out. Yes, because this joy is something which cannot be got from anything else.
One incident I will just narrate.
Yeah.
In the first brochure which I presented to Bhagwan after the project had started, after giving that, I asked permission from Swami to whether I can take Padmanskar. So Swami gave that. After taking Padmanskar, I went back to Bombay. After a few days, a doctor phones me. They call me Manu up there. I say, Manu, I feel Swami has a message. I'm reading this, I feel this is a message for you. I said, go ahead and read it. And the doctor read. And when she read out the message, my whole body was literally shivering. The hair on my body stood up. It was literally like Swami himself speaking. Every patient that you serve is a Padmanskar. This is a message which he had given to doctors earlier, but at that time this doctor was reading it out to me. Every patient that you serve is a Padmanskar. And the significance of Padmanskar we Sai devotees know. Further, what did Baba say? Even I cannot give you anything higher than this. The Lord of Lords, who can create 14 universes, who can create the entire Brahman. He is saying, even I cannot give you anything higher than this. I'm quoting now. Mm. This is the highest reward man can get.
Absolutely.
When he serves humanity, Daridra Narayan, seeing the Sai in him. There's nothing greater than this even the Lord can give. This was the message of Sai. And I think as Sai devotees, if we just keep this in our mind, I think we can try to be slightly better instruments.
Absolutely.
And patience doesn't mean physically ill patients. All of us are patients. Some of us are emotional patients, some of us are mental, some of financial patients, some of us are having, everyone has some deficiency in himself. Psychological patients. So it is that love, that Medicare. Medicare is even two words of compassion, two words spoken with love, with sympathy. That is also, you're treating a patient. So it is this message that even Lord Sai, who is the master of the entire universe, even he doesn't have anything greater than this to give to man. Mm. Probably, this is the highest, this is the purpose man has been created, the soul has been created.
Absolutely.
To see the one divinity everywhere.
Yes. I think until each one of us realize that we are here to serve others. We are here to make the other person's life better and not think about yourself.
Automatically it becomes better.
Yeah. Better. Then, of course, you become better and you keep on taking birth after birth till you realize that you are not here for yourself.
That's what Swami said. Keep serving man until you see God in man.
Yeah.
That is the fastest route.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, sir.
On record, let me place again, I'm very, very grateful to Swami for this unique, probably unparalleled chance to be his instrument. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.